KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
She's got her hair in her eyes, and she's about 5'9". What will she do?
I'm Rob Murdoch, and I play drums.
I'm Cade Murdoch. I play microphone and guitar. And we have two people missing, and that's Truman Magleby on keys and Brady Flores on bass, and that makes us Toothpicks. Our third studio album is going to be released on November 19th, and it will be titled Gonzo Journalists Are Pretty.
Looking back on the first two albums, we started recording them at the start of Corona 19 pandemic. What we were going for was just a super DIY garage rock album. And so we just did it all by ourselves with our shitty recording equipment. All around, I felt like an okay debut album with limits on recording. And as well as, like, when we wrote songs, it would be 10 minutes and we would have a song written and recorded. The second album, I would say we were just kind of all over the place trying to draw in a bunch of different sounds and music, and but try to kept it all under like the same genre. I feel like the second album was all right. Looking back on
I don't agree with either of those statements.
Yeah, where do you disagree?
I like those albums.
I do too. Like, yeah, I do too, but I feel like they could have been better.
I think the first album, I like that as a debut.
Yeah.
If I could go back, I don't think I would have recorded the second album. I think the first album, I really like. I think it's just DIY. It's got that lo-fi-ness where it's not like we're going for the aesthetic of lo-fi. It's just like, genuinely, that's all we could do. The writing process has been a lot different on this album. I think on the first two albums, I would hear a song either by like The Strokes or The Buttertones or whoever, and I would think like, oh, that's a cool song. I should have my own spin on a song like this. Whereas the new album, it feels a lot more genuine and authentic. I wrote the entire album on this classical acoustic guitar because I thought if I can make it sound pretty on this, then when it translates onto the electric guitar, it'll sound pretty on that. The writing process was different in that sense, and I was trying to do more handwriting, trying to make this a bit more of a tangible feeling to the song. So I'd write down the lyrics or the chord progressions rather than just like tapping them in my notes on my iPhone. Some songs we wrote in November of 2020 or is when I started writing them, and we didn't start recording them until June or July of this year, so they had lots of time to build up to the potential that they deserved, rather than just being like, oh yeah, this is good, because listening back to the demos of some of those songs, it's crazy how much they've grown. But also we have Truman and Brady now, so it's nice to have their input, as well as I don't have to be writing the bass lines anymore. Vocals are louder on this album too, which is a first. Everyone always asks, like, what the hell are you singing on these first two albums? They don't know what I'm singing. Scott, I was like, well, I'm not a singer, so we buried the vocals in the mix where now it's, okay, I've taken on this role. I gotta stop bullshitting this. You can put my vocals up. There are some songs where I am doing the talk singing because it fits the style of music we're doing. But there are some songs that are a bit slower where I sing a bit higher. I do a bit softer of a voice, which I've never done before.
Yeah, how do you feel about stretching yourself that way?
I mean, I think it sounds good. I hope I'm not being full of myself. But I think I was a bit...
Brett, do you think it sounds
good? No, I think it sounds good, especially for, like... I've been, like, I'm his brother, and so I've never, like, hear him sing besides when we did Toothpicks, and it's just, like, you can barely hear him. So, like, hearing him, like, kind of get more into a comfort of singing is cool, and it does sound pretty good.
It's just a confidence thing.
Yeah.
Before just to I,
build that confidence.
I didn't have any confidence. I was never viewed myself as a singer or a poet. But then, you know, you listen to, like, Richard Hell or Jonathan Richman. Those guys can't sing for shit, but they just own it. So it's like, well, I gotta just do that same thing. No one's gonna believe me if I'm half-assing this. I just gotta own up to what I have. I think the majority of the way I've changed is I'm a lot more serious about it. With the first album, it was serious, but it was like, you know, I almost felt like I was tiptoeing around some things because I was like, people are going to be hearing this for the first time. I don't want to be too bold or too, I don't know. I think the first album was a very safe release. I didn't feel scared about anything on that. Where with this new one, I think I've grown a lot. I've thought, okay, if this is something I'm doing, why would I not give it my all? October, November of 2020, I was having a major identity crisis. A major, what the hell am I doing crisis? What kind of music am I making? I'm not making genuine or authentic music. I'm making ripoffs. And then we had been meeting local bands, and there's a bit of a punk scene down in the Orem and Provo. Maybe not a scene, maybe a scene. I don't know. Lots of pro, like, kind of punk-esque bands down here that we had started hanging around, and I was like, oh, we should be doing that. But wait, why should we be doing that? We're not a punk band. And it was just lots of back and forth. And then it took some mind-altering substances. I just had a session where I went in with a clear thought and conscience of what do I need to be doing so that this is genuine and real and that I'm not a phony.
What did it feel like to confront the fact that you felt like a phony?
It felt scary, just in the sense of, like, I felt like I was bullshitting everyone. I felt like I was robbing everyone. I wasn't being authentic, but I didn't know how to be authentic. And I had this moral and this eternal dilemma of, like, music has been around forever. And rock and garage music has been popular for the past 60 or 70 years. No matter what I do, I can't be authentic. I can't be genuine or real because it's all been done before. And then I had this Pablo Picasso quote that I'd always just tell myself, where it was just, good artists borrow, great artists steal. And I would just tell myself that all the time to kind of cope with it or just to kind of get away with it. And then when I started having that kind of like identity crisis, I just had to accept it, which was really scary. And it almost made me want to just quit the whole music stuff and just, because I was like, I can't do this. I'm not an artist, I'm not a musician, I'm a hack, I'm a phony. And then it just kind of, yeah, it just took that one night in November to really set me on the straight and narrow. The overall feeling that I left out of that session was like, I need to be genuine, I need to be authentic. I now know how to be genuine and authentic. It just gave me the confidence that I needed, and it gave me the know-how that I needed. Thank you. This is our new single, Loveless. This is a song I wrote kind of from an outside perspective of a relationship. I felt like there were some people that weren't too keen on the relationship I was in, and maybe felt like they weren't getting the time they wanted with the person I was in the relationship with. So I wrote a song kind of from the outside perspective to that one person, saying, leave these guys the hell alone. are on Spotify and Apple Music, Bandcamp, Deezer, whatever the hell that is. We've got our new album, Gonzo Journalists Are Pretty, coming out November 19th via Up Here Records, as well as we're playing a Halloween show at the Boardwalk in Orem with the band Fake Nice, as well as just some shows throughout the rest of 2021 to promote the new album.
Slug Localized is returning to Urban Lounge for the first time since March of 2020. Come join us for the first 2021 edition of our monthly local music showcase on October 21st with co-headliners Sunsleeper, City Ghost, and opener Static Replica. Tickets for this 21 plus show are $5 and can be purchased at the urbanloungeslc.com. Doors open at 8, music starts at 9. The Craft Lake City Holiday Market will take place on December 3rd and 4th at the Monarch in Ogden's Nine Rails Creative District. Exhibitor applications are open through September 23rd, so make sure to apply for a chance to secure a spot at this winter extravaganza. Find more information at craftlakecity.com/holidaymarket2021.